Without the staff, there is no NHS. And that might be what they want, but that's not what we're going to allow, is it?
Yeah!
The fact is that over the last 10 years, we have been treated absolutely appallingly by successive governments.
Joining us here on Counterfire today is Mona, a junior doctor who was at the picket lines to show her solidarity against a new contract which will cut junior doctors' pay and remove the maximum hours of safeguards, but also to talk about the problem within the wider context of austerity.
Hi Mona, I understand you were on yesterday's junior doctors demonstration.
Yeah, I don't know how much you know about this dispute so far, but the junior doctors, 98% of them voted to go on strike to take a whole rolling programme of industrial action. We've had one strike day so far and the next one is on Wednesday, and we had a demonstration yesterday building for that. What was brilliant about yesterday's demo was that this fight is beginning to evolve into something way beyond just our contract dispute, and there are people there from wider campaigns against the anti-austerity movement, and we had people there from Momentum, from People's Assembly Against Austerity. I think the reason for that is that we're coming to understand now that this issue is not just about the junior doctor's contract, but that junior doctors are actually representing working people across the wider public sector, which is why it's so important for us to have support from the wider campaign movement.
But I understand there was a good turnout.
Yeah, there was a very good turnout yesterday. It was a little bit of more of a solemn mood and a little bit quieter because of this threat of imposition that Jeremy Hunt keeps talking about. But we understand that this is a marathon, not a sprint, that this is going to take time and that we're in it for the long haul. Jeremy Hunt has said that his strategy is to try and exhaust junior doctors and hope that the anger just dies away, but that's clearly not going to happen based on what we saw yesterday. And we've got a strike day as well on Wednesday that we need to build momentum for that.
So, I mean, the second day of strike action is always a hurdle with things. I mean, what kind of role have socialists played in pushing these arguments forward?
Well, we've had an excellent attendance at the picket lines from the trade unions, from Unison, from Unite, People's Assembly, and also from NHS Momentum as well. And I think it's really important that we have that sort of presence at the picket lines because, again, this question isn't just about junior doctors' working conditions. It's about a wider attack on the NHS. This government are trying to erode trust in the NHS. There have been constant smears against doctors and against the service itself. And undermining is essentially to pave the way towards privatisation. And there we've seen assaults on the working conditions, not just of doctors, but also of nursing students as well. And junior doctors have done really well in linking up with students in the NHS bursary campaign, which this government is also threatening to scrap. We need to understand that this isn't just about junior doctors anymore. We need to widen this out. We need to understand what the wider context is of essentially around privatisation and breaking up the NHS, and to resist that as much as we can by involving other campaign groups on the picket lines to show your support and come and meet doctors and understand what our contract dispute is about as well. And, you know, on Wednesday we're going to be spending part of the day building for 16th of April demo, the People's Assembly demo, so we'll be visiting some of the picket lines.
Well, the slogan we've been using is support the junior doctors, defend the NHS.
Yeah.
The Tories have to understand that they're going for the NHS in this way, that they know if they have a major defeat on the NHS, everything's up for grabs. I think so.
And I think that's why there are so many other working people, especially within the public sector, who are looking to junior doctors at the moment. You know, nurses in particular, because once they come after our contracts and our antisocial hour payments, it'll be the nurses that are next and other auxiliary staff. They came for the doctors first, I think, because they thought we would be an easy target, but also with the sense that, well, we've got the doctors compliant, we can now go after everybody else. Which is so why it's so important for doctors not to accept any sort of contract. I mean, we heard on the Andrew Marr show this morning Jeremy Hunt saying doctors are going to be fine, their contracts are going to be way better, regardless of what happens, it's going to be way better than nurses, porters. That's not good enough. We rely on our colleagues for a safe NHS, and junior doctors need to be clear on the fact that they're not going to accept anything less than a fair contract that's fair for everybody. And I think that's why it's so important now for doctors to work with other people within the NHS and extend even further to social workers, to teachers, you know, campaign for homes and get involved in all these other campaigns, because it's all linked. It's all so closely linked up. And I mean, there is a little bit of anxiety that there are some voices within the junior doctor campaign movement that would rather have us depoliticize our fight, but that's just not going to work. We can't untangle the question around our contract from the question of privatization and the question of austerity. And collectively, we're so much stronger. So doctors have nothing to gain from isolating themselves in this way.
So this really is, I mean, this is a very high-level battle.
Yeah, as I said, the stakes are high, and there are lots of other groups within the NHS and outside of the NHS who are watching this dispute quite closely and are very interested in how it evolves and pans out. I mean, there is the concern that because we've, you know, if we keep making that argument, it makes it even more crucial for Jeremy Hunt not to back down, so that there is that concern, but we do just have to unite and keep going, really, and understand that we're going to be in this for a long haul. This is, you know, this whole process of industrial action and, you know, industrial disputes is new to us as doctors. We're very new to this sort of fight. So there is concern that people might get despondent when one strike day happens and we haven't made any serious gains. But we need to understand that it just simply doesn't work that way. You don't make gains based on one strike day. We need your support as well from outside of the dispute to keep our morale up.
So there's picket lines up and down the length and breadth of the country.
Yeah.
And I think details of those are available on the People's Assembly website. Everybody who's listening to that needs to make sure they come down to a picket line this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Not just with themselves, but they need to bring their friends, families and colleagues.
And as I said, there'll be other campaign groups who are visiting the pickets as well. We'll be leafleting for the People's Assembly demo on the 16th of April. It'll be a good opportunity to let doctors know about that as well. So we want to make sure that there's a massive junior doctor block at the April demo. It's very important for us to be seen there.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mona?
Yeah, the only other thing that I wanted to briefly touch on was the NHS workers and students block at the Stop Trident demo later this month. The issue around Trident is particularly important to us because whilst this government is telling us that they don't have funds to properly resource the NHS, and whilst they're removing resources from, you know, the most basic public services that the most vulnerable people in society rely on, they're telling us at the same time that they can afford to spend upwards of 100 billion on these weapons of mass destruction. And I think there is certainly an argument to say that it's very much linked, and doctors themselves need to be very vocal in making that argument. So that's the reason why we've decided as junior doctors to have a very specific visible block at the Stop Trident demo.